Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. U.S. Highway 8 used to pass directly through the city of Rhinelander. This served to bring out-of-town visitors directly into the downtown area. It was a boon for local business and helped maintain economic vitality for Brown Street merchants. In the early 1990s, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation constructed a bypass of Rhinelander south of town, which was open to vehicle traffic in 1993. The new Highway 8 bypass created what is known as an edge city, that is, big box chain stores and fast food restaurants built along the Lincoln Street exit of the Route 17 portion of the bypass in order to take advantage of tourist traffic bypassing the city. The economic center shifted to the edge city, and downtown hasn't been the same since. It wasn't always this way, and sometimes it is worth remembering what downtown meant to earlier generations. On the evening of September 21, 1934, for example, the city of Rhinelander held a fall festival on Brown Street. It was a celebration that attracted a large number of local residents. A platform was constructed near the Central School on North Brown Street, and the evening's entertainment included performances by the Rhinelander High School Band, followed by acts from Tony Curry's 63 Club. No businesses were open that evening, but while the music played, downtown retailers one by one lifted curtains from their store window fronts to reveal their new lines of fall merchandise that would be available for purchase the following day. This was the era when merchants took great care in making artistic window displays, and unveiling them became a must-see event. A parade through downtown followed the musical acts, and everyone was having a wonderful time. However, the feature event took place at 8:30 that evening. Downtown businesses had joined together to donate prizes as a way of saying thank you to all the local residents who had shopped in the downtown area. Raffle tickets for the drawing had been distributed to people making purchases throughout the summer. Third prize was a new Philco radio. Second prize was a new Kelvinator refrigerator. And the first prize was a brand new 1934 Ford Tudor sedan. Needless to say, the excitement that night was palpable as officials on the platform pulled out the winning tickets. The Joe Phillips family won the Philco radio, while the A.C. Kubesch family won the Kelvinator refrigerator. The winner of the Ford sedan was Edith Kirk of East King Street. Mrs. Kirk did not drive, but after learning of her prize, eagerly announced, that I'm gonna learn now.
You're driving me crazy.
I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.
What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the sky all blue. How true were the friends who